Yo, check us out. Trust the public enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 365.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Now real niggas do real things, and I hang with the real. So if you fuck with my family, you fuck with me. Hey, UGS for life.
For all them fuck boys disrespecting the team. Yeah. If snippers from the show and they saluting the name. Come underground on. Society, real talk on the scene. Y'all gon' fuck around, be left white chalked on the scene. It's UGS for life for you busters that don't know. I'm down with Praise and Mac J, the Murder Master Music Show. Archives and legends with questions you wanna know. It's why them whole shows be slick listening on the low. Using episodes for they shows with no recognition. More than suspicion. And you can hear Prayer's voice if you listen. Disrespect, I'm ripping. Bitch, I'm flipping. Kill their credentials whenever their name get mentioned. Oh. Pittsburgh Patrick, they gon' teach them some manners. Grab the ball bat and show up at their door in bandanas. For screaming real hip hop and supporting them swag. Show up at their club for breakfast, y'all are back to back. Take aim at the lane, put his career in the casket. I come to kill a Mac J, make them pay for their actions. They can't pay him, smashing in an orderly fashion. With no permission, I'm asking.
Smash it and attack it.
Turning taxing for every question Scott be asking. You can steal from the real, but yet you still can't outlast him. UGS for life, that's steel to plastic. Got that iron in my blood, burn your soul like acid.
You know? You better ask, nigga. UGS for life. Where the real at? Punk ass niggas. www.ugsforlife.com. Where the real is at?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 413 Murder Master Music Show. We got my co-host, Mac J, Pittsburgh
yes,
Patrick.
Sir.
We're going to go right into this interview, you know what I'm saying, because we got the homie on the line right now. It's the one and only MC8. What's up, MC8?
What's cracking?
What's going on with OG?
Hype about this album, man. It's I know it's going to be a classic. Got a DJ Premier on it, man. What can you tell us about this?
Hold on for a second. I'll just lighten up right quick.
Oh, no doubt, man.
This record, basically, you know, we just been, you know, putting time into it, you know, just trying to make it a quality effort. So, you know a nigga been around talking about it for a minute, couple of years and shit, but it's finally coming to fruition, you know what I'm saying? We just tried to make sure it was a guaranteed good record, you know, for the West Coast as far as our music is concerned, our style of music or whatever you want to take it as. But a lot of people been feeling like, you know, they haven't been able to hear some of that music that they've been used to or growed up with or whatever from my type of era, just that real music from the streets or whatever. So we just tried to make sure it was a quality effort, man, for the people and not just some shit that, you know, I could say just a record, another West Coast nigga putting out a record, so it's going to be whatever. So we just really try to take time with it and make sure it was official, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And DJ Premier, you know, man, speaks for himself. I mean, legendary. I find it dope that you got a West Coast, you know, one of the West Coast legends and pioneers working with one of the East Coast. I mean, that right there is genius. You know what I'm saying? Who came up with that idea originally?
I mean, I've been on Primo for, man, decades, man. Shit, so it's just been on a friend basis, you know. We just chatted up like that. So it was never thought about just doing a whole project or whatever, just... I just knew Primo as a friend first, so, you know, we talk, I go to New York, he come here, we hang out, shit like that. So he was working on one of his people's Black Poet, man, and I think we did a remix a couple of years back. You know, me and Melee got on a cut with Black Poet that Primo produced. And from there, you know, we just started talking like every other week. And then I went to New York to do something, and he came to hang out with me, and we just started talking about, he was asking me what I had been doing, and I told him I had really been working on the music. You know, I did the Kendrick thing, whatever, but I hadn't really been working on music because, keep it real, well, wasn't nobody trying to hear shit from us. So I wasn't finna just be wasting material and product, not getting that push, you know, so he just started asking me to send him product, send him shit, you know, let me hear what you've been working on, let me hear something. So I think I went to the studio that week and did about 15 songs, man, back to back, and then I sent them to him. And then he liked it, like 7 of them, and then I went into the studio and did some more shit. And then I hooked up with my man Brink Sinatra. And, you know, he was a young, hungry producer who was trying to get over, you know, whatever. So me and him just start working, like, every day. Fuck it. He sent me beats. I cut them. He mixed them. We sent them to Premiere. And then from there, Primo was like, man, y'all got some good chemistry, so let me jump in, do a couple of, you know, a few beats and shit. Let's put out a project. So that's how it came into fruition.
Yeah, hell yeah. And, you know, when I saw the track list, I was like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? We just had the homie Big Mike on the show the other day. You did a song with him. Man, what was it like working with Big Mike? I mean, that guy, another legend in his own right.
Man, you know, really, I just reached out to niggas I respected and I knew on a personal level. You know what I'm saying? And I guess just from connecting with motherfuckers and having these long-lasting relationships in the music business or whatever, you know, I just tried to reach out to people that I had mutual respect for, and I think people have respect for me as far as the music business is concerned and our long struggle. So I just reached out to niggas I thought that was still trying to get over and grind and climb the ladder like me. And Big Mike is one of them cats that, like I said, I knew back from the days because of Scarface. Because me and Scarface having a good relationship. So Big Mike was a dude that, you know, I did a couple of shows with. We toured with the Ghetto Boys a lot back in the day. So I basically just tried to reach out to cats that I felt like never got that just due or still was hungry with it. And, you know, when I listened to their music in this time and era, I felt that they were still hungry. So I wanted to get down with them. And I think me and Mike had went and did a couple of shows together. And I told him, hey, I'm working on a project with Primo. I want you to get down and shit. I sent him a track, and a week later he sent me the song.
Wow. Yeah, nothing but respect to you for reaching out to these other, dope MCs, you know what I'm saying? And everybody on the album's got extreme longevity. You guys have been doing stuff, in your case, since the 80s, you know what I'm saying? You got to see the birth of the West Coast and it transformed into what it, you know what I'm saying, what it is, man. What was it like in that era, coming up as a young kid, seeing the development of the West Coast right before your eyes and being part of it?
I mean, you know, when I first started, when I used to see cats, like, you know, I listened to, in our era, we had, you know, West Coast didn't have too much shit. You know, we had a lot of electronic bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we had niggas like Egyptian Lover and Unknown DJ and the Wrecking Crew and what, L.A. Dream Team and shit. You know, Bobby Jimmy and the Critters, shit like that. Uncle Jam's Army. So to see the type of music, you know, to see the first workings of Tone Loc, Young MC, J.J. Fad, who else? King Tila with his first shit, Ice-T with Dog in the Wax and Six in the Morning. You know, it was proud to see that we were being able to be accepted because, you know, New York always had the funk. You know, New York always had them niggas as far as hip-hop was concerned, so to see dudes like Toddy T come up and Miss Master Spade and DJ Pooh with the Batarang and shit like that, those type of records, and then King T's first records, it just opened up the door for us, and it made me want to express my part of what I felt as far as West Coast hip-hop and coming from Compton, you know, right after Easy, you know, N.W.A. and Easy always had their form of how they spit about shit. But when we got started as far as Compton's Most Wanted concerned, I just wanted to be a little more in-depth with what was going on in the hood as far as, you know, the struggle side of being from the hood and drug selling and police and all that shit, so... Just to be a part of the fruitation of West Coast hip hop and reality rap and real shit or whatever, it was tremendous for me as a young kid, because I was 17 and I was able to witness firsthand of the formation of our foundation of West Coast music. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, most definitely, man. And it's still continuing, you know what I'm saying, to do phenomenal things, you know what I'm saying. In this era, you know what I'm saying, where lyrics kind of taking a back seat, it's good to see, you know what I'm saying, real lyricists coming out again, you know what I'm saying.
You had to be a lyricist back in those days. I mean, if you looked at niggas like Ice Cube and them type of niggas, you know, them was lyrical motherfuckers. And like you said, today it doesn't seem to be really focused on lyrics. It's just a lot of catchy shit, a lot of hooky shit, sing along, you know, I got money, I got a car, I'm big time, so yeah, I'm on, you know, so it's a difference in what the youth perceive or what cats today perceive that hip-hop is, but, you know, cats want to start their own trend of what they feel hip-hop is to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's totally, it's night and day, like you said, you know, back then you had to be lyrical, you had to be able to compete, you know what I'm saying, with the other guys, and you know, especially if you did features together, you don't want to be on the track sounding all, you know, all fucked up, not having no good lyrics, and the other guy's killing it, you know. So, and you collaborated throughout your career with some of the best, you know what I'm saying. Recently, you and DJ Quick, you know what I'm saying, able to do some stuff together, man. What was it like, you know, working with him, man? Because you guys, you know, you guys were at odds for a while, and it was I thought it was a beautiful thing to see you guys come together. How did that all transpire, and what was it like to finally be able to work with DJ Quick?
Well, me, what you say again? You said about Quick?
Yeah, about you and Quick, you know, working together.
You know, a lot of people, you know, always been anticipating us trying to do that, but, you know, me and Quick's beef been squashed for a long time, but, you know, working on projects, it ain't like it's never been a thought or a consideration, but it's always the right time for shit, you know what I'm saying? And I just think that, you know, with the time of us trying to really hold forth the foundation of West Coast, you know, our type of music, you know what I'm saying? It's only right for us to try to come together and keep the torch going, you know what I'm saying? And if that comes to us trying to do projects together or do songs together to let people know that this West Coast music that we're trying to keep alive is still alive. So it was only right, you know, we've been seeing each other a gang of places, and, you know, everything has always been good, you know. So basically I hooked up with Problem, and Problem is the one who basically constructed that, you know what I'm saying? Because when he called me to get on the song, I had no idea that Quick was going to even be there. So I just happened to be on my way to the studio, and then he told me Quick was going to come through. And I said, okay, that's cool. So, shit, we sat and we talked, and we had a few drinks and smoked a little bit, and they had some ideas they wanted. And I ended up getting on two songs on the Rosecrans project. So, like I said, it's just with the fact of just becoming grown men and becoming, you know, connoisseurs for Compton and what we believe in, our type of music, not to distract from what motherfuckers want to hear today, but, you know, just being two pioneers of West Coast music and up trying to uplift Compton and keep Compton going, you know, it was only right for us to do the shit, you know, and maybe do more shit in the future.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing to see happen. I'll tell you what we're going to do real quick, you know what I'm saying? We're pressed for time. I want to go into one of these tracks. Let's give them Compton Zoo first. Tell everybody about this song.
You know, this is one of the songs from the album, you know, Compton Zoo. This is one of Premier's favorite, you know. It was one of all my favorite beats, you know, when we started working on the project, you know. I just like the crispness of the horns and just the up-tempo feel of it. And it was just one of those beats when I heard it, man. It just made me start going when we first got in the studio. So, like I said, it was always one of Premier's favorites. He picked it to be the second single, and then when he added the scratching on it, it just came into it just mended so perfect. So second single off of Which Way Is West, Compton Zoo.
Yeah. Blue Snapper Bishop.
And right now, ladies and gentlemen,
niggas premature, wet dream,
yeah.
I'm all for the money, more cream, full head of steam like a chronic cloud. I bang for the West, say it loud. Wild low straight out the hood. Niggas calling me 8 cause I'm 38 subs. Couple shots now they off and running. Maybe a couple more till the cops start coming. Funny how they floss, broke ass.
Yeah.
Blokes in the hall, no pass.
Yeah.
Thumb
yeah.
on a couple, old news. Catch them for they running out their damn shoes. I'm trying to stay paid. Me and my bitch low sipping on top grade. Shots of the liquor, money is the plan, so I double up quicker. Thicker than water, if the shit gets thick, then roll your dice smarter. And that's the life sometimes. Follow along and read between the lines. Can I get a cheer one time?
Yeah.
Couple niggas fight cheer, put a steel mind. Real shit there, but I'm back. Funny niggas reckless, so they up under attack. Cheer.
Compton Zoo, you know how we get down.
Blue Snap, get him.
Compton Zoo,
we should examine carefully.
I reminisce back when they died to get in. How he died for the cars, ride straight to the pen. What up? Niggas take that ride. Every day in the struggle, nowhere to hide. Drive my music, loke, you ain't lie. Try to stay straight, you know I try.
I try.
Lied to the one time. Got heat in the trunk, but it ain't mine. Work in the stash and couple of clients, so I might keep smashing. No thinking, what am I to do? Hide the evidence and don't give them a clue. Lifestyles of a nigga in a struggle. Regulate spot with the neighborhood muscle. No warning, take over your spot. The homeboys plot for whatever you got. Cheer, you the one, yo rap. I split them with the homies like kickbacks. Kickback, it's real OGs in the place, motherfucker, so the gag gon' squeeze. Cheer,
Compton Zoo, you know how we get out.
Blue Snap, get him.
Compton Zoo,
we should examine carefully. Carefully.
Cheer. Blue Snap,
Blue Snap,
Blue Snap. Yeah, round.
Hey, that is a breath of fresh air right there, homie. That is
man,
that is
I appreciate dope. That, peoples. I appreciate it.
Man, like you said, the scratching. I mean, that's another thing that we don't hear enough of these days. I mean, that. To me, that was always part of hip hop. You had to have a few records.
People don't know. I guess they just lost they lost the trueness of hip hop. Like I said, because if you're from my era, shit, you know, the DJ and scratching is a critical part of fucking hip hop and rap music or whatever you want to call it. So, just for people to not even include or not feel that a DJ is important is one of the main reasons. And then even Primo, he never suggested, like, I'm a scratch or whatever. I just told him when we do this project, records that need scratching, I need scratching on them like that old school shit. So Primo, who's a true DJ, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was nothing. And, I mean, he came up with all the cuts, the breaks, all the intermission parts where it needed to be scratching and wherever it broke down. I mean, that's why DJ is important, because they can create shit for the song for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of West Coast, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace to Tupac. You got the movie coming out, All Eyes on Me, real soon. A lot of people are hype. Some of the trailers I saw look real dope, man. What are your thoughts on the film? Are you interested in seeing it? And what do you think about it?
I mean, I'm there, hello.
Yeah.
Man, I'm always down for, you know, when brothers can come together and you know, basically succeed, you know, for my man LT to be able to be a part of that and to want to bring Tupac's story to people who may have misconstrued or had a different opinion or thought something differently about him, to be able to tell his story in the eyes of people that was close to him or whatever, you know. It's always, you know, I'm always curious to see, you know, how it's portrayed, just like with the NWA movie, you know. I'm always, you know, curious to see how brothers look at people, you know, in that type of form, because to be a part of hip-hop and to have known Tupac and have known Easy and shit like that, it's always good to see what other outside people felt about him, to portray him on screen, so people who didn't really know him up close or really had a connection could basically see what he was about. So I'm just hoping that they did him right. But, yeah, I'm definitely anxious to see it.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more biopics, too. I just heard True Life Crew's got one in the works. And what about an MCH, CMW? Have you guys thought of something like that?
I mean, you know, I feel like my story ain't done yet, so I haven't considered a biopic or nothing like that, because I consider myself to be a motherfucker still on that climb, you know what I'm saying? I've reached nothing. I've done a few things, and I've tried to make my mark as far as this rap music is concerned, but I got a lot more to talk about and a lot more shit to do, so I'm just trying to be able to stay here and be, you know, without having to portray or tell a story of what was or what tried to be or whatever. I just want to keep adding to the story, and when it's time to do it, maybe we'll do it. But right now, you know, we got a lot more to add to the book, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. MCA, you being a OG Compton, man, and you see somebody that, like Kendrick Lamar, who, you know, he's pretty much the most well-respected rapper in the mainstream right now. He's at the top of the game. Have you ever talked to Kendrick? Like, has he ever reached out to you to try to soak up some game from you? And, like, how do you feel about, like, the new generation of, like, West Coast hip-hop? Like, I'm glad you're still a part of it. But, you know, as far as the up-and-coming class, like, how do you feel, like, the direction of the West Coast is going?
I mean, like you said, Kendrick is a guy who, I mean, you know, when we was in the studio, we chopped it up. You know, he's a kid who knows his direction of what he wants to do. A lot of young cats or up and comers or people, you know, what you say, the new school, they get lost in the direction of what they want to do, because a lot of times shit is trendy and they're just doing what somebody else is doing right now just to be relevant and to get on. And basically, coming from the West Coast, it's a story to tell in the struggle in the music. And if you don't know what that story is, and if you don't know what that struggle is, then it's kind of hard to maintain and be a spokesman for places like Compton or Long Beach or L.A., because it's just something about the fans expect from you coming from those type of areas. So when you get distracted by the glamour and the glitz of the money and the broads and the fancy lifestyle or whatever, then you tend to get lost in the shuffle of what the point is of what Katz is trying to do. And Kendrick is a dude that, you know, not to say I glorified, you know, coming from the neighborhood or whatever, but I had experiences to where I can tell you in different type of episodes through my records. And it's not all about, you know, how we went out last night and how we tossing money and how I got a chain and pulling up in the fancy new whip. You know, it's subconscious to make you think about what it is and what's going on. And as far as I'm concerned with my music, you know, I try to do the same thing as from the OG level because of a lot of dudes who grew up the type and the way I did, you know, did gangbang, did sell dope, did go to jail, as far as to standing on the outside, seeing it and putting it in perspective. So a lot with the new generation is a lot more of just wanting to show you what I'm about and what I got. So that was one thing for me trying to come back with a record to show people, you know, that and that we haven't forgot about the music that made us to begin with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's basically with DJ Premier, man. Like, I don't think there's a better producer than just having an OG like you and him work together, man. That's great for hip hop, man, in general. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. I hope people recognize it, man. I really do, man, because, you know, I grew up buying, you know, Straight checking them. It's a Compton thing when I was younger. And to see this transpire today, all these years later, it's a beautiful thing, man. Speaking of CMW, you guys got any plans for doing another Compton's Most Wanted project?
I mean, now that you know that I'm getting ready to put this Which Way Is West project is out, you know, it's only good things to happen. You know, I've been reconnected. You know, me and Chill have always been around, but, you know, I reconnected with everybody. We've reconnected with Mike T. We've reconnected with Slip, you know, with Bam. So we've all been hanging out in the studio. You know, I've had a couple of shows here in L.A. We've all been hanging out. So, like I said, only good things can transpire from this record and trying to bring us all back to the forefront of what we all started. And I think this record is just the beginning of that. It's just making everybody feel good about the older days and about what's to come in the future and the direction of where we're going. So it's just looking good. So we got a lot of plans for shit to come. Long as we can keep it on this level and people respect the art form. And not to say, you know, what motherfuckers doing today is the wrong shit or not they shit, to each his own, because that's how we survive in this game. We stay in our lane and we don't try to cross into nobody else, so we don't expect nobody to hate and cross over into ours. We just trying to keep what we started and what we know is true to us going. So, you know, like I said, it's a lot of things coming from 8 CMW, Chills working. So we got a lot of things coming in the works.
Oh, yeah. That Dirty OG's album was tight as hell, too, man. It's good to see these types of collaborations and different things happening. And Which Way Is West, you got a lot of dope collaborations on there. Who are some of the guest features that you got on there,
Abe? We got shit, like you said, we got Big Mike, we got Bumpy Knuckles, I mean, we got CMW, we got the Outlaws, we got the Lady of Rage, we got Exhibit, we got B-Real, I mean, shit, who else we got? Melee, Dub C, Exhibit, you know, we got a few people on there. And everybody put their foot into what they did, you know. It's nothing mediocre. So I'm feeling like it'll be a well received project. You know what I'm saying? The first two singles have gone off pretty well, pretty good, you know. So it's nothing but more good shit to come from the project. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, man. I know you're pressed for time, Abe. I want to take a caller or two real quick, if that's cool.
For sure.
We got the homie from France, Sin. How you doing, Sin?
Yeah, what's going
on? 5 a.m. over there, I think. Up early. Yeah, early to talk to MC8, man. You got what you got for MC8, brother?
Yes. Can you tell us about your collaboration with DJ Flip for your album We Can Stop It? And his album was very sick. It's big. And,
Sam, we can't hear you, brother.
DJ Flip and his album.
I think you said about...
You said a collaboration with Dub C?
I think you said DJ Flip on your album,
yeah,
We Come Strapped.
Album We Come Strapped.
Oh yeah, DJ Slip. Yeah, me and DJ Slip. I mean, I've known DJ Slip, man, since I got started. I mean, he's the one who basically got me started with basically just being MC8. As far as now, I was always banging in the neighborhood and had stories, but Slip is the one who introduced me to studio life. You know, counting bars, how to put songs in the format and all that. He was an integral part to CMW because he produced all our music. He gave us our sound. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we just reconnected back, and I got plans to work with him on the next project. So. He's been around, too. We're trying to get him integrated back into CMW because, like, he's been off doing his thing, too. But, like I said, from working on the new project and hearing how fresh stuff is going, he's ready to come back to the table and do stuff also. So be looking out for Slip to start kicking in some new work for MC8 and CMW.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I mean, the West Coast is killing it. I mean, we had the Lynch Mob on here. They're working together. KD. I mean, it's just so much. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy and excited to see all this transpire. Before we go, I got one more caller I'm going to bring on. This is the homie Exit from Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Exit Only?
What's going on with your fam? What's going on? MC8, I really don't even know how to even start this conversation. I'm from the South, so, and I'm old school just like you. I'd have been in the game for a minute. I had everything you mentioned, I remember. You're like the chief OG to a lot of MCs around my area, you know what I'm saying? As they used to call it, gangster rap, reality rap, street rap. You kind of like the commander in chief of everybody based around here. So, man, just to hear that you're still in the game and to hear this new material with Primo is just like mind blowing. So, brother, salute. You know what I'm saying? With you just doing what you do and have done for West Coast hip hop, also bringing things to a whole different perspective because you're like beyond well known. So salute, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a breath of fresh air to even hear that you're still in the game, man. Keep that shit pumping. You got people down here that support you. Real talk.
Good looking, fam. That's what it do. My family is from Gulfport, Mississippi, so I know all about what it is in Mississippi all day. First of all, man, you know, that's what I basically went back to the drawing board, man, to do to make this project because it's motherfuckers like him, it's motherfuckers like me, it's motherfuckers like y'all who respect good, you know. Not to say that other shit ain't good, but it's just what we know, you know what I'm saying? And when a motherfucker want what he want, you know what I'm saying? That's just like a motherfucker trying to sell you something that you've been buying for 30 years and just because he got a new store, he wants you to come shop at his store. Man, if you've been going to the same place for 30 years and they treat you good, man, that's what you want. And no disrespect to the new shit, but niggas want what they want, man. And my thing for making my record in Which Way Is West and trying to come back to the table is it's because, like I said, it's cats like him that's still out there in the areas and in the streets and in the blocks and whatever who reminisce and who still going through certain situations, or they got young homies going through what they went through, and this is the type of music that resonates with them, man. So It's always cats like that out there for us to make this music. You just got to get it to them and make it so decent and make it so good that it's irresistible for everybody. And that's what Which Way Is West is finna be. I'm telling you, it's finna be that motherfucking food for the soul that niggas is missing because they don't have to listen to what's being played on popular radio or the top 40 shit or whatever, man. It's some of that shit you can listen to that you ain't got to worry about that's going to steer you wrong. It's going to be to the point. It's going to be simple, and it ain't going to take you out of your element. I'm not bragging on what the fuck I got, how much money, what kind of car I'm rolling in. I'm letting you know I'm just like you in the struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Man, that's what's up, hey. Man, for everybody listening, when is Which Way Is West coming out?
Which Way Is West is dropping June 30th. You know, the two singles is out right now, Represent Like This and Compton Zoo. We're going to drop one more single, I think, next week before the record drops. And then we also got this jail campaign that's finna come out. It's for the record, too. I know everybody going to be like, what's this jail campaign? But it'll be out in like 2 weeks, the week before the album drop. And I'm sure Matt going to let everybody know, or he going to send it out to everybody. Man, it's something major. It's some major support that we got, you know, backing this record and for people to really see what this record is about. So be on the lookout for that Gia campaign. And once again, Which Way Is West, June 30th.
June 30th, everybody. Go out and pick that up. Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. Shout out to you. Shout out to the homie Matt. Man, we look forward to bringing you on again, man. Maybe you can come on, you know, after the album drops or something. We'll chop it up a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, shit. Holla at Matt. You know, we all good, peoples. We going to get it cracking.
That's what's up. Thanks a lot, Ada. I appreciate you, bro.
Y'all stay up, peoples. Cheer.
Indeed, fam.
You heard that, folks. Everybody go out there and get that album. You know what I'm saying? June 30th, Which Way Is West. A lot of dope features on there. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we got another track. We're going to say what?
There wasn't feature. I said, even if there wasn't any features on it, man, it's him and Premier. I mean, damn.
Premier, that's what I love the fact that you got, you know what I'm saying, the dude from the East, you know what I'm saying, well, by way of Texas, one of the West Coast pioneers, man. I mean, that's dope.
Both of them are like,
more shit like that.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, Premier has that, I mean, he's like the definition of the East Coast sound. And then you think, man, it doesn't get more fucking Compton than MC8. You know what I'm saying? So you got like the perfect definitions of each style, and then they're on an album together.
Yeah.
Like, that's just insane, man.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hell of a show with MC8. You know what I'm saying? Be looking out next week. We got a lot of stuff popping next week. We got you know what I'm saying, J Hood. You know what I'm saying? Be looking out for that. And then we got some more stuff in the works. And then also be looking out for In the Murder Mix shows because, you know, that's the independent platform. You know what I'm saying? So if you got some dope music, hit me off with the MP3s at prez@ugsforlife.com. You know what I'm saying? Also look out for Sinister Sounds Underground Mix. That's the classic stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff in the works. You know what I'm saying? Keep fucking with us, ugsforlife.com. And if you like what we're doing, please go to the website and hit that donation page. You know what I'm saying? That always helps us continue to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because we're doing it by ourselves. This is an independent platform. We don't have a parent company backing us with big dollars, none of that shit. And we're trying to compete with them guys. And you know what, man? Consistently, we are on some levels. You know what I'm saying? We're constantly making news. You know what I'm saying? We're breaking down barriers from the underground level and staying independent, doing it. And we're going to continue to do it, you know what I'm saying, with your help. So please, like I said, hit off that donation page and support the motherfuckers that support, you know what I'm saying, your favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're an artist yourself, support the platform that supports you. You know what I'm saying? With that being said, man, let's get the fuck out of here. This is... You know what I'm saying, MC8 featuring Dub C, represent Murder Mansion Music Show. Peace.
Get some rap. Blum, blum, blinky, blum. When I pull it out, I cock it, watch them all run, run from the gunplay. Made them lay on their face. And bitch, when I spray, ain't no fucking can of mess. I'm the last nigga to take a whip. I can't and I ain't gon' quit. Dub singing eight on some work in them ankle shit. About time some niggas drop rhymes to make you represent it, putting them fingers out high. High haters from the state of the raid are still getting paper dressed like Tiki D. Taylor. Raised by the Chevrolet dip and scrapers. Sticking to the script so this shit can't break us. Catch my chips off, I'll kick y'all. Have your hair rolling on the ground like a motherfucking kickball. And when I'm peddling, keep niggas vision like candling. Look, mama, there go that man again.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
And you can represent like this, yeah.
Here we go again. Yeah. It's yeah. A gangster hit.
And you can represent like this, yeah. Niggas, yeah. Bitches, yeah. Yeah. You can represent like this, no nuts, yeah. Loke, no glory. My mind play tricks, but that's another gang story. 3, 2, 1, in the gas blast. One time, soup through, kinda fast. Fast lane life, so a nigga chase. All for the snaps, can I nigga taste? Break yourself, yeah, killer be killed in a land where it's fuck your side. Deal, deal, real raps be the program. Program. A-Dub, CB is summer jam. Hood with the first, yeah, Loke 100. One of the West best motherfuckers don't want it. Two hard motherfuckers, West up. White be the bandana and a paper cup. 4D, two hats to the back. One shooter on deck when the bees gon' crack. Yeah.
Here we go again.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this. Niggas, yeah. Bitches, yeah. You can represent like this. Like me and my girlfriend been tight since grade school. Lesson for the day, get paid, fool. Yeah, nigga, pay in full. Bullshit on the mic, so the strap get pulled. Nigga, never waste time when it comes to the grind. All day, keep it west, DJ Rewind. A-Dub C, real hood, Loke, take it back. Guard hats, A-Ball in a Cadillac. Down the block, Loke, rats in the next lane. With a hood cellophane, earrings match chain. No pain, no gain, make it rain. So strange, no change, A to stay in my lane. Funny niggas on the mic, check their vocals. If it ain't hood with the speech, go loco. Cyclo, like the motherfuckers, you can tell. Me and my nigga Dub C, rap for real. Yeah, yeah.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this.
Here we go again. It's a gangster hit.
You can represent like this. Yeah.
Here we go again.
New staff official.
It's a
gangster
hit.
You can represent.
Yeah,
like
right.
This.
Yeah.
My nigga Bryce Sinatra on the beat.
Yeah. Beat them down, Loke.
Because they had said that we were organized crime. Said that we were just bad to the bone. We were gangsters.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.